Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Cam.
Thanks for joining us for our 19th episode of season two and the last episode of season two of Keep Up with Liz and Cam.
Yeah, another great season. We've had so much fun getting to know our business owners. And speaking of our business owners, this week we had a roundtable and we're able to talk a little bit more about our Love Your Local program and all the wonderful things we have happening with that. Make sure you're watching our social media. There's some videos being released featuring our business owners and these businesses so you can get to know them better. And Liz, tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, and don't forget to pick up your Love Your Local tote bags. We got a ton of comments on those on social media. So go to one of our local Love Your Local participating businesses to pick up your tote bag. We're doing stickers on all the Love Your Local participating businesses. So definitely jump into those stores. Now's the time, right? Fall's here, back to school's here. So support those local businesses and love your local.
Yeah, and there'll be lots of more exciting things being launched. So just like I said, follow our social media. And speaking of Love Your Local, Liz, give us all the facts about Women's Night coming up on September 11th.
Yeah, Women's Night, September 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. This is the fall. Women's Night is everybody's favorite. There's going to be a ton of discounts, so many fun activities that are happening in the businesses. There is a garland making. There's discounts. Gina's is doing like a cowgirl themed. It's going to be super fun. And then something exciting is at the Ada Hotel, we are doing free headshots. So you get one free headshot. So this is your time. If you're kind of falling into that new professional world or if you want a new headshot, come down to Women's Night and grab that at the Ada Hotel.
Coming from a business perspective, a good headshot on LinkedIn is so important. So make sure you take advantage of this.
All right, we are super excited to have Mark Custer here with us today. Mark is the owner of Work Lab and co-owner of Custer Inc., C.S. Erickson, Fast Signs, Custer Investments with his two brothers. He grew up in Ada and went to Forest Hills Central High School. Mark has graduated from Michigan State University with a hospitality business major, moved to Colorado immediately following graduation, and you'll hear a little bit more about his fun little entrepreneur experiment in Ada. All right, Mark, we always start with what we say is the hardest question, but can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Work Lab?
That should be an easy question.
It's hard for people to talk about themselves.
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah. I get it. I enjoy talking about myself, so I'm comfortable with that. I am Mark Custer. I'm one of three second-generation Custer sons. I'm the middle son of the Custer family, and I was born right here in Ada, Michigan, grew up in Ada, went to Thornapple Elementary School, went to Forest Hills Central High School after that, and then went to Michigan State for Hospitality Business School. I graduated Michigan State. I moved to Colorado, and I wanted to explore the hospitality industry, and of course, ski resorts are out in Colorado, and I moved to Crested Butte, Colorado, and I had big aspirations of, like, finding this awesome job and, like, living in a ski town the rest of my life, and had visions of having kids in a ski town, and they're, like, little ski bums, and we're all super happy living in this fantasy world of a ski town. That was my dream, and I quickly realized there are not many good jobs in ski towns, and the good jobs that are out there are super hard to find. You really have to invest many, many years before you can get one of those good jobs at a ski resort. So I worked for a resort, Crested Butte Ski Mountain. I taught children ski lessons and cleaned condos. And that was a cool bonus, though, because when you clean condos, you get to take all the people's leftover groceries.
Oh.
And so they're free, basically, after you clean. So I never had to go to the grocery store.
College student's dream,
yeah,
right?
It was awesome. And even better, they would leave all their leftover alcohol that they didn't drink. So we were completely stocked up with good alcohol and good food. So I did that for a couple of years. Loved teaching kids. That was going to be a thing that I did later on in my career too. So I loved the experience, but was dead broke. So I started looking for full-time career jobs. I've always loved sales. And so our family owns a Steelcase office furniture dealership, and dealerships are around the country. So we knew the owners of the Denver Steelcase dealership. And so I ended up getting a job out at the Steelcase dealership in Colorado and started off my career in Colorado Springs.
I love that you're an Ada native, and, you know, like so many people, you got away, had that experience, but then West Michigan drew you back.
For sure.
And tell us about your first venture in Ada. I think this is a great story.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was doing business development out in Colorado during the tech boom of the late 90s. It was a great time to be in sales because all the dot-com tech companies were moving to like Fort Collins and Boulder. I had eventually moved up to Fort Collins, and that was like a techie area. So it was great. And then Y2K. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Y2K.
And
yeah,
then
right.
Y2K came, and the tech industry basically crashed, and we went into a little mini recession. So I moved home to Grand Rapids. My first house was in Alger Heights. And I remember not wanting to go work for the family business and just needing a break from office furniture. So I had a great idea. My dad went to college with the owner of Yesterdog. They've been friends forever. They were in the same fraternity. And I've always thought, like, that would be such a cool business to grow. Why has he never added more locations? Everyone knows about Yesterdog. Everyone, I remember from being in college, everyone would talk about Yesterdog from other cities. And I was super impressed with their brand awareness back then. And we approached, so I thought, let's go into business with this guy that owns Yesterdog. We approached him, and he was not interested. He's like, I have enough headaches with one location. I don't want more headaches with multiple locations. I don't want to grow it. I'm happy. So I convinced my dad that I was going to start a hot dog restaurant. So we decided to call it Dogtown, and I mimicked and modeled the concept after a simple chili dog restaurant, kind of after Yesterdog. Mm-hmm. I had a chef dissect their chili to figure out what was in their chili. And I cooked batches of chili, hundreds of batches of chili with my mom over at their house. And we perfected our chili recipe. And I found out a couple secret ingredients that I can't talk about.
Still to this day.
Well, one is a secret. The other one was just a surprise. It doesn't have to be a secret. But I found out that they put a lot of apple cider in their chili recipe to give it that sweet taste.
Yeah. Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, I figured out our chili recipe and got a loan and talked the Joe from Vitale's, their original location. He was in the process of moving to their second location, which was still down in the village. And I talked Joe into letting me use a lot of their old equipment, and we moved into their old location, which already had a kitchen and everything. And then I had our Custer designers, interior designers, design the interior of Dogtown, and we put it together. And I had no idea what I was doing. So I figured it all out. We opened Dogtown in 2004, I think it was. And everyone loved it. The chili was awesome. Our buns were awesome. We had a hot dog called the Ada Dog. It had chili and crushed Lay's potato chips on it.
Oh,
and the combination
delicious.
Of the salty chips with the sweet chili worked really well. So that was our most popular hot dog, the Ada Dog. And we did that for a couple of years, but I had two little kids at the time, and I completely got burnt out after about a year. I couldn't walk. I was standing all day. We were catering graduation parties, church picnics, all kinds of other weekend events. And I was working 7 days a week, you know, 90 hours a week. And I'm like, what am I doing? I was not born to do this. I'm better on the business side and the strategy and the marketing side. I am not good at running a restaurant, nor do I have a passion for this.
I mean, like some people would call that failure, but it's never failure, right? Learn so much. And we always talk about that in the entrepreneur world.
Right.
There really is never a fail. It's just a learning lesson.
Yeah, and what an experience you had. And I think we definitely need to bring back this Ada dog for some event.
I agree.
Would be a lot of fun.
We tailgate a lot at Michigan State, and I bring the secret chili recipe to tailgates and make Ada dogs for everyone.
That should be like a work lab thing. You guys should bring back the Ada dog for some events at work
lab. That's a great idea for lunch meetings, catering. Yeah.
So now you have work lab. In Ada.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Work Lab. We know it started downtown Grand Rapids. How did you guys get into this concept? How have you grown it? All the good stuff.
Well, yeah. And where did the idea come
from? Right.
Yeah. Thank you for asking about Work Lab. It's a passion project business of mine. It mixes hospitality and the business that I know, like the back of my hand, is how people work. And designing spaces in the right way and providing the right postures and settings and workflow for people to have a good work experience when they're away from their office. So co-working is what Work Lab is. And it's just such a cool way to be around other business owners, other entrepreneurs. You get the hosting part because we host a lot of meeting groups. So I get that hospitality kind of fix that I always love to have. And then we get to design great spaces. So it mixes a little bit from my history and our family businesses all together into one fun, cool business. So after the hot dog restaurant, I went back into the family business. Eventually, my two brothers moved back to Grand Rapids as well. And we all got involved in our family business, Custer, which is the Steelcase furniture dealership. And we eventually took it over from my dad, who retired. And so now it's just my two brothers and I. And then we have bought other businesses since. We've failed on a couple other businesses, but have bought a lot of successful businesses as well. So we own a small portfolio of businesses, and I was always on the side of like looking for the next thing, like how can we diversify Custer, but also look into new investments, into other business opportunities that kind of make sense to be in our portfolio. And so 10 years ago, do you guys remember the rise of WeWork? There's a movie.
Apple
TV movie about the story of WeWork's rise.
Yeah.
Back when all that was happening, I was like fascinated with this guy, Adam, who was growing and running WeWork. And I'm like, how are they growing so fast? This is like insane. So I'm like, what is this whole co-working world? Is it going to stick? Is it going to be around? Is it just a fad for a couple of years? And so I started researching it. At the same time, Steelcase was also researching the co-working world. So they had invested into an East Coast franchise system called Serendipity Labs. So I got to know the Serendipity Labs founders and talk to them about how they were going to grow their co-working, what models were they using, how big were their spaces, what did they see for the future of co-working. So I got super into it, and I'm like, I want to attach this to our Custer business somehow. I love this world. It seems so exciting. There's new energy, you know, thriving in these co-working spaces because you have all these business owners trying to grow their businesses, and they're all together in one space. So I was fascinated by it, and I approached my two brothers and said, I want to do like Custer co-working. That's what I wanted to call it. And they were a little hesitant at the time. they wanted to see more of a longer duration. They wanted to see if it was going to be sustainable. It wasn't proven to make money. Like WeWork, when they were growing, they still were losing millions of dollars every year. So they weren't even profitable after a few years. So I asked them, would they be okay, my brothers, if they would be okay if I just owned WorkLab or this business by itself. And then I ended up calling it WorkLab. So I kind of took our last name off of it and just came up with a new name, and it was called WorkLab. And there was a great space downtown Grand Rapids that was becoming available. It was 10,000 square feet. So I signed a 10-year lease, and we were off and running, and I had Custer design it. And again, like most business owners, you have no idea what you're doing when you're first starting it. So I had to learn a whole new world. And I was there for the first year, just getting it up and running and solidified and stable. And it just was, it was awesome. I loved it. At WorkLab, we rent out private offices and team rooms. We also have co-working members who just, they can come into WorkLab at any time and work wherever they want. And then we also host meeting groups, and that's a big revenue piece of our pie, the meeting room hosting. And I love it because we get so many different companies coming in and renting out our meeting rooms, and we try to make a great experience for them, and we feed them, and we set up their room in a custom layout, and we just make a great day. We have fun with them, and we get to host them for the day.
And having those great meeting spaces are so important for businesses, for especially sure. if maybe they're not located right here in Grand Rapids, or they don't have their own office. To have a company like yours that will make it turnkey and so easy for them and build to elevate their meetings is quite a wonderful resource.
For sure. Yeah. There's a lot of data that suggests like the efficiency increase you get by having a meeting away from your office.
Yes.
Like there's so many distractions, even inside of your own head. If you're in your own office, you're thinking about things. You're seeing coworkers walk by your meeting room. Your alerts and your notifications are all going off all day. But if you just leave your office and go somewhere else and have your strategic meeting, you get so much more done. There's no distractions. You bond with the people in the meeting a lot better. And overall, it's just a way better experience.
Well, and after COVID too, this whole remote working, you know, remote working wasn't as strong of a thing before. I mean, it was happening, but not like it was with COVID. And then after the fact, everybody was remote. And some people still today have never gone back. And that's where you guys come in. You fill that space of an office that they may want if they don't want it at home.
For sure. Do you guys remember when like Zoom meetings were such a big deal before COVID because no one knew how to work them and like the cameras and the audio and like everyone was super confused by virtual meetings before COVID, but then COVID forced everyone to be at home and you had to learn it. And then the rise of the other, you know, virtual platforms like Teams and there's others, but it forced everyone to learn how to work remotely. And that definitely helped the co-working industry because the same thing with when you have meetings in your office, when you're doing individual work in your house, there's a point where it becomes inefficient and you get distracted and your energy levels are low and you have you're in isolation, you have no one to talk to. And that's a big struggle in our world still, that people are not returning back to the office fully like it was. And so you need that balance of when you work from home alone, sometimes it's really good, but at a point you need to be around people. Mm-hmm. And human interaction is so important to everything. And so that's where co-working comes in. So it's a nice option for people when they want to get out of their houses and go somewhere and be around people.
Well, yeah. And sorry. And like You guys have great touch points at Work Lab, which you can tell you guys strategically have figured that out, of like the coffee machine in the kitchen, which is like a wide open space, the fireplace area. Like, you have planted these places for people to meet and get to know each other and talk, not just sit in a little room with their headphones on, yes, you know, like they would exactly at home. You have strategically done that so people can communicate, yes, with each other. Yeah, which
I
is awesome.
I love that you have an eye for that, because most people don't realize like how strategic it is and where you put communal areas and how you design them into your footprint. It takes a skill, and really good interior designers know how to do that. And they know where foot traffic is going to be, and they know where people are going to land. Obviously, the kitchen, the island at the kitchen table is the most obvious.
Yep.
But you have to put other areas where people want to gather around within your footprint. So, yeah, we tried to do that as best as possible. But there's always changes. I love watching how people work and how they move around. And so I'm constantly changing things in our co-working spaces, and moving furniture and shifting certain work areas around.
Just to see how it resonates, yeah, and how people use it.
Yeah, you can do little, the co-working members are like our test lab, mice in a test lab.
Yeah, so I'm a person who does not like to work from home. I like to be around people. I feed off that energy. So I love everything about these co-working spaces. I think it's really clever that you guys, you know, bring different companies together, that if they walk out of their room, they can talk, connect, collaborate, you know, and I think that's where some great ideas and things come from. I was first introduced to Work Lab when I went to a couple of workshops at your downtown one, when you would host them about different topics. And leading into, I see you guys are doing something with Tech Week this week or this year. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in September to coordinate with Tech Week.
And so at Work Lab, we have a lot of technology companies that are members at Work Lab. And they came to me and said, we want to participate. And I said, for sure, we would love to be a venue for Tech Week if you guys want to put together some panels. And you guys can promote it, and Work Lab can co-promote it, and we can create an event for this year. And we thought the perfect location this year would be Ada, just because Ada is the new hot suburban market. Everyone wants to come here. Everyone wants to stay at the hotel. And all the restaurants are thriving. So it's a great location for Tech Week events. And we're going to we have a three-part panel. So there's three separate panels in one day. So it's a 3-for-1 package, basically, if you sign up for the Ada Work Lab Tech Week event. You get to hear three different panels, and you can spend the day with us. And it's going to be a great day. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Where can people get information on that?
You can go to the Tech Week website, which I have.
We have information in the ABA newsletter also.
Perfect.
And I believe it was in the Discover Ada newsletter. Yep. If you receive those newsletters. It's, I believe, an Eventbrite.
Yes. So Tech Week has their own website. Yeah. Which
it is techweekgr.com.
Perfect. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome.
And you can find, you can search by topic or category of speaker. You can search by location. You can search by date. And you can literally sign up for any event. And they're all separate Eventbrite events within the Tech Week website.
Okay, so you talked about Work Lab starting in Grand Rapids. So your second location is Ada. Why Ada? Why did you guys pick Ada Village?
So Ada is the perfect location for the Work Lab growth model that we are trying to establish. Growing co-working locations is super hard because it's super expensive. And you literally have to find a white space building shell and invest into all kinds of assets and equipment and furniture and technology to fit out the space properly. And we don't have it. Work Lab's a tiny, small business. And we don't have any investors. It's just my wife and I. So we have to take on personal debt when we do a new location. And it is a heavy lift. And so it's not like every entrepreneur thinks it's going to be so easy. With WorkLab, there has been tons of challenges as well, especially during COVID. We had to take on a couple COVID loans in order to stay in business, because literally for 2 years, we couldn't have meeting groups come to meet because there was a limit on how many people you could have in a gathering. Do you guys remember
all of this? Oh, yeah.
COVID rules.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's just been a lot to navigate through, and it's not as easy to grow future locations as one may seem. It seems like on the surface, like, oh, just go find a location, lease it, and throw your furniture in there, and you're up and running, and why can't you expand? But it's, you know, for a full location, it's probably $1 million plus investment just on finishing out the interior space properly. But anyways, we were able to do a second location, and Ada fits our demographic really well. So our demographic at WorkLab tends to be older, more established business people. They may be on their second or third business that they've started. They may be like a regional territory manager that's working from home remotely. They tend to be a little older. They're probably in their mid-40s. That's probably our average age. So we have an older demographic that fits the suburban market really well. And Ada is thriving. Everyone wants to be here. We're completely out of office space, I think, in Ada.
We are.
Yeah, we have 0% vacancy, probably, or close to 0%. So I knew that the trends after COVID were lining up to where people want to go to suburban markets more than downtown markets. As you guys know, downtowns across the country are still struggling with office vacancies. Companies don't want to reinvest into downtown markets. They want to cut their footprints, reduce real estate. And they're kind of larger corporations are moving out to smaller footprints out in the suburbs. And they want to be closer to where people live. So WorkLab and Ada totally make sense. Like, people have a short drive, or they can ride their bike or even walk down into Ada Village and then come and work out of WorkLab for the day. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect fit for our demographic and how people are shifting their work days after COVID.
Well, and I even know some people that are going to WorkLab now because of the people that also work at WorkLab, right? Like, they want to meet these people. They want to connect. They want to start future ideas and projects. Not only is like WorkLab a perfect spot to work, it's also a perfect spot to meet people that align with your demographic.
Exactly. So, it's like, yeah. It's a great, we try to pick like the best locations, but then the added bonus is people want to be around other people and they want to build their networks. So it's like an unforced network builder community.
Yeah.
We don't force like these get togethers. We don't have like networking happy hours. We do everything organically. We let the people that work in WorkLab get to know each other on their own. And it's true, like, people want to join WorkLab or come work there so that they run into other influential business owners. Mm-hmm. And their network just grows naturally. And it's so easy to meet around the espresso machine at the kitchen island and get to know another business owner. Yep. So it works out really well. And that's kind of like the added bonus of being a member at WorkLab.
Absolutely. I know there were a couple of businesses that were waiting for their build outs to be completed here in Ada. And they worked at WorkLab for whether it was 3 to 6 months, their team would work there, and that was a way for them to get to know the other business owners, other people in the community. So by the time that their business opened, they felt like they were already a part of the community. And I think that is just such a special,
Can lay down roots in a community just by temporarily working out of WorkLab. And so a lot of companies use WorkLab as just, like you said, a 3 to 6 month bridge until their space is ready, and then they can get to know people in the area and start networking before they open up their own space.
Right. And as Ada continues to grow, I think WorkLab is just going to continue to be such a wonderful resource for these businesses that are testing if Ada's the right community for them, or again, waiting for their space to be built out.
Okay, a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, but for these younger generations coming up, going through college, what advice would you give an upcoming entrepreneur?
That's a great question, because it's such a general question that could lead into so many different topics. But entrepreneurs have it inside of them, like that burning fire. So it's not going away. So you have to do something about it. And if you have it, I would encourage people to try to align it with what you love to do, or what feels fun to do, or what is your ultimate passion, or what do you dream about every night since you've been growing up. For me, like when I tried the hot dog restaurant, it didn't necessarily match with what I just love to do. I didn't grow up around a restaurant or dream about making hot chili dogs for the rest of my life. So that probably, you know, if I had to go back, and that probably wouldn't have aligned. So I would spend a lot of time making sure a business idea that you have that's burning inside of you aligns with something that you love to do, because it's got to be fun. Like, I love being around people every day, and so the WorkLab co-working model really fits with what I love to do, and I love interior design, so those fit really nicely. And then secondly, I would make sure, if you're starting something new, to double the time you do on due diligence in your models, your financial models. And your pro formas are always going to be about half the amounts that you think they're going to be. So do maybe a good, better, best pro forma, and really work off of that worst case scenario pro forma. And if you can hit those numbers and be safe, like if you can devise a pro forma where you won't go out of business and you can at least stabilize yourself and break even, start with that pro forma and don't expect anything more at the beginning, because I think so many times people have so many aspirations and they think they're going to do certain amounts of revenue or make certain amounts of money, and they don't in their first couple of years, and then they get so burnt out and frustrated and defeated that they don't continue and they would rather just quit and try something new. But if you lower your expectations or make them a little bit more realistic at the beginning, I think you would have better success, and you're able to keep your passion multiplying as you grow from that baseline. And you don't feel this feeling of disappointment your first couple of years, because those are the hardest years, obviously, right, the first 2 years.
That was great advice.
Thank you.
From another entrepreneur. That is great advice. Thank
you. All right. This is where we shift gears a little bit and ask you, how would you spend your perfect day in Ada? Maybe a Saturday?
Oh, my gosh. That is so fun. Yeah. A perfect Saturday. There's so many choices in Ada for coffee to start your day. So you could do a little coffee hop, maybe, and start at Foxtail, then go to Mud Penny, and then go over to the Pantry. And then maybe after your coffee hops, you can settle in for a brunch. And my favorite space right now is Nona's for brunch, sitting on the front inside porch at Nona's is perfect for brunch. And then it's fun to just walk around, because there's so many great retailers now in Ada where you can spend the day shopping now. And that's awesome. Like before, at the very beginning of all this, what did we have? Like one store, maybe two at the most?
Yeah, I think at that point it was maybe just To and Fro and maybe the James. Yeah.
At the very beginning.
At the very beginning. One, yeah, that was it.
Even talking about pre-
Oh, like strip mall phase one.
Mall phase one. Yeah.
I think there was zero.
Well, we had a consignment store.
Oh, Georgie's was
Georgie's. Oh, yeah. Georgie's the house. Yeah.
So there was never any shopping in Ada. Now you can actually spend a day in Ada and walk around and shop. And I know there's going to be future retail stores and future phases of Ada. So it's only going to get better from the retail shopping experience side. And then for dinner, and there's so many great places. Obviously, everyone usually starts at the hotel, down at the bar inside of the Post at Ada Hotel. That's a great starting point, like a pre-dinner drink, or even going to the Lark. We've done that for pre-dinner drinks. And then you can pick one of the several great restaurants for dinner, and you listeners probably know them all. If you don't know all the great restaurants in Ada, come ask Liz and Kim for advice, because I'm sure they know all of them.
Okay, well, this was amazing. Now people know about you, know about Work Lab. So how can they stay connected to you and Work Lab?
A great way to stay connected to Work Lab is sign up for our newsletter on our website, worklabinc.com. Or you can follow us on all the social platforms. Just go type in Work Lab into Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And we're on TikTok. And we're on recently on Reddit.
So that's
been a popular platform, too. So you can just search for Work Lab on all those social platforms, and you'll find us. It might be listed Work Lab by Custer. Other platforms are just Work Lab.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, too, so much for having me. I've been excited to get on your podcast. You guys do a lot of these, which is fantastic. And I know a lot of listeners get a lot of great information from your podcast. So thank you guys for doing this for Ada.
Well, thank you.
All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
All right, Ada Covered Bridge groundbreaking is happening September 3rd at 1 p.m. Come down, check it out, be a part of this awesome groundbreaking for the new park.
This next one is a favorite. It's the Fur Trade Encampment at the Ada History Center. Come experience the sights and sounds of a fur trading camp and meet family descendants of Ada's own Rix Robinson. This is happening on September 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day.
All right, number three, on September 13th and 14th, Community Campout. Join Ada Parks and Recreation for a night of family fun under the stars. This is an awesome event to come experience kind of like that cooler weather and enjoy some time with your friends and family.
The fourth annual Bee Benefit is happening on September 25th. Good things are growing to support the mission of the Bee Cafes. Check it out. You can go to their Facebook page. It's also on their website. You can get more information and to buy your tickets so that you can join this fun event.
All right. And number five, Nigel Barker is coming to Ada Village. That's right. He will be at the Ada Hotel in partnership with Rivian on September 24th, 6 to 9 p.m. This will be a great partnership. You can come experience his new espresso martini. You can test drive a Rivian from 3 to 6 p.m. and just come hang out with the Ada community.
So much fun. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media and subscribe to this podcast.
And as always, thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.